Hello, it's Nikki, and welcome back to another episode. If you would prefer to read these rather than me reading them to you, do check out my Substack and my journal on my website. It's all there. I'll link to it down below. But today's episode is marketing and visibility lessons we can learn from Waitrose's Majestic Basil. Here we go. Majestic. King of the herbs, once regarded sacred to the gods, fragrant basil still reigns supreme. This is literally how Waitrose is describing its basil. The basil is not holding back. It is showing its potential shoppers exactly who it is. Those who love basil will probably agree that it is indeed majestic and purchase it. Side note, I do love their basil, but I wish they wouldn't package it in plastic. There will also be people who can't believe that any form of basil could possibly be majestic. They wouldn't give it a second look, and they would much rather be friends with coriander or parsley. Side note again, I love coriander, but parsley makes me shudder. My first point is, there will always be people who get you and your offering, and there will be others who absolutely will not. You could spend all your time, money, efforts, energy trying to convince them, but often it's a waste. They've made up their mind and their position is clear. Plus, as the business owner, if you go into needy energy, you are not in your power. You are likely to be diluting your message by trying to appease everyone. Your ideal clients don't get the best from you. Therefore, you won't be creating the best results and outcomes. The second thing I want to say is you have to go first and operate with integrity and alignment with your product or your service. You have to stand by it. You have to understand the transformation that you provide. If there is any part that doesn't feel good, now is the time to make adjustments. I'm not saying you have to put yourself out there and bathe in how majestic you are, but you do have to stand up for it and stand with it. Today, I want you to spend some time thinking about the transformation that you provide, not just in the moment, but long term. And I've been conducting strategy sessions for nearly 15 years now. And not only is there a lot of data in the moment, I also have the data from the ripple effect. I receive regular messages from people that I've helped, and they share how they planted the seeds in that strategy session and how they've blossomed. When we sell our services, it's never just about making sales. It's about how that exchange of money and commitment will deliver results. If you want help, a great place to go next is your digital disco. It will help you to create that online presence, that majestic version of you, whatever that looks and feels like to you. If you want a one-on-one session, I would love to help you. Send me a message and we can go from there. Lots of love. Bye.